Hello and welcome to today's FFI on Friday. We're pleased to feature Daniel Lorenzo, Javier Macias, and Guillermo Salazar. Guillermo, Daniel, and Javier are part of FFI's Ibero-America Virtual Study Group, which is celebrating its 10th anniversary this year. Welcome, Daniel, Javier, and Guillermo. Guillermo, why don't you share with us a bit more about the origins of the group?
Well, it all started before it started. At the FFI, in every Congress, there was always this group of friends that we hang together. You know people, and that people know more people, and you create a group. So back in Brussels in 2012, after one of our traditional dinners by the end of the Congress, we start talking, okay, why don't we take advantage of this, you know, cultural connection that we have as a subgroup of the FFI member? And why don't we formalize this as a group with mutual interest in creating a tool or a forum to discuss things that we can do in our own language, focus on our own cultural perspective, and try to get advantage of that. And then we brought that idea to Judy, and she said, that sounds interesting. Why don't you create a study group? But as we are spread all around the world, that should be a virtual study group. And on that time, the concept virtual was very pioneer, and we were one of the pioneers using Zoom, I think. And then it all started. We started to create our meetings, and that was the origin of this group.
Javier, please share with us your thoughts.
We need help, somebody to lead the sessions. Guillermo has been able to focus the direction, very determined. In the beginning, we were very engaged. We brought friends to the group, people that we knew by that time that they were going to be responsible for the group that we were creating.
Daniel, talk a little bit about how many members are in this peer group and who are the people who comprise the group.
There are about 50 or 60 members in the group. Some of them are in the group since the first session. Most of people came from Mexico, Spain, and United States, but there are people from 10 other countries. And we celebrate 111 sessions since the inception of the group.
Guillermo, you've seen quite a bit of progress over the years. What are some of the highlights?
Well, from an operative point of view, we start to learn how to have meetings, virtual meetings. And we start doing monthly meetings that we keep on going every month. And we are now we have this as a tradition. We know that every second Thursday of the month, we are going to have our meeting. As we start to know each other a little bit deeper, the first special guest that we have in every meeting where ourselves, we start to rotate and explain what we do. We start to bring a special guest from outside the group. It has created that sense that every time that we have a meeting, we are learning more about ourselves and from other professionals that share their thoughts. And it's been a learning curve. I will say that in less than a year, we start to create this discipline and this sense of that we are going to have this meeting to learn and to share and to expand our knowledge and take advantage of this sense of belongingness that we have now in the group.
The main issue in this group is the openness of the group. We have a monthly session, we have a special guest every month, and we discuss every topic about family business from different approaches and different points of view. I think that this is one of the core values of this group. We are open to new ideas, to learn from different approaches. But I think that this, together with the good environment that we have in the group, we have a trust relation between the members of the group, and people feel free to ask questions, to discuss any issue. The two key issues in this group, the openness and the trust between the the members.
And Javier, how do you see that same question, yeah, what you've noticed over the years?
One of the questions I think is very old. It's an old question. It's like, what is first, family or the business? Business or family, what is first? We have covered this issue all along all our sessions.
What stands out as particularly important to the Hispanic and Latin communities, the family businesses in your peer group?
Because we speak Spanish, mm-hmm, and this is a big tie between us. The other is because our families, we think about ourselves that our families are more united or more tied up than in other English-speaking countries or North European countries, that they used to be more separate. But in any case, the family business is a good way to tie up families wherever their culture are coming from.
You know, there is a thing that living here in the U.S. and being a Hispanic or Latin, I can see that we like to touch each other. I mean, we are very close. We like this kind of closeness, of physical closeness. And that's one of the conditions that we always say is that differences us from the concept of families in the Anglo culture. When we think about union, we mean real, close, physical union. So that kind of concept you can extrapolate to what we think it's our meaning of group. We like to be together. That's basically what we enjoy and hanging all together. In fact, we have that tradition that in every FFI Congress, we make a dinner on the Thursday of the Congress for ourselves and we hang together and spend a good time. And that's the kind of concept that we think that our clients, our families also enjoy, this kind of reunion, this kind of love that you share in family that manifests in being physically available for each other.
And when we think in a family, we don't think only parents and siblings. We think also about grandparents and uncles and aunts and other related. So our concept of family is maybe wider than in other cultures. And maybe that is the approaches, of the common approaches of us to the idea of the issues of the business families.
Guillermo, you and your colleagues have made some great strides offering innovative programs over the years. Are you excited about the future?
Well, you know, besides the meeting, we have been dealing with other activities, including publishing in the practitioner magazine, virtual magazine, including workshops that we've been organizing for our group on how to write down study cases and how to learn storytelling, for example. That kind of workshop really helped us to move forward in a more specific way of improving our skills as advisors. I think that we should keep on going on that direction because meetings are okay to enhance your knowledge, but applying that on what you are doing in a day-to-day basis, go through a workshop that we can organize and put in our schedule. That kind of activities really help us, and publishing, it's very important. Not only learning, not only sharing, you have to write down your conclusions, your reflections, and that's the kind of a contribution that we would like to improve in the next years for the FFI community in general.
At this point in the podcast, I'd like to give all three of you the opportunity to briefly address the Spanish-speaking audience.
Bueno, yo invitaría a los miembros del Family Feeling Institute a que participen en nuestras sesiones porque van a encontrar un grupo abierto donde podemos discutir temas diferentes desde diferentes perspectivas sobre diferentes tópicos de empresa familiar en un ambiente que es muy agradable, de absoluta confianza y en donde podemos compartir y poner en común un montón de ideas que luego nos pueden ser útiles en nuestra vida, tanto profesional como académica.
Sí, para mí el grupo iberoamericano virtual, a mí lo que me ha ofrecido durante todos estos años ha sido un grupo de colegas con los cuales compartir muchas de mis preocupaciones de la consulta privada diaria. Entonces, esto me da una sensación de pertenencia y de no estar solo, al tiempo que te da una fuerza a la hora de entrar en consulta con los clientes, de saber que muchas de las cosas que podrías estar dudando, hubo un colega que te las reforzó o te hizo cambiar de opinión o la pudiste consultar antes con otra persona dentro del grupo. Y sobre todo, para mí ha sido estupendo, una experiencia, ha sido y es una experiencia estupenda que se la recomiendo a todos los consultores, sobre todo a los independientes.
Pues os invitamos a descubrirnos porque muchas veces hay personas que están dentro del FFI y no saben que estamos por aquí organizados de esta manera. Ya lo dijeron mis compañeros, el aprendizaje y la experiencia es muy enriquecedora, pero yo añadiría que es muy divertido, la verdad es que la pasamos muy bien. Por eso es que la gente no deja de venir a nuestras sesiones porque son bastante abiertas, bastante distendidas, dentro de un marco de profesionalidad, obviamente, donde académicos y consultores pues compartimos nuestras inquietudes, experiencias, expectativas, miedos, todo, y la pasamos muy, muy bien. Así que venir y uniros al grupo.
Gentlemen, I want to thank you, say gracias to all of you for being so kind and joining us from all over the world, it seems. Guillermo, you had something to say about some of the other folks who have helped out.
Yes, I want to thank to all the people that have been helping us to build this community, including Judy Green, Bridget Owens. They always been supporting us every time, everywhere. Dan Frosch also. And from the beginning, we start this idea with our friend Mario Mahler. He's not an active member now in FFI. And I also want to thank especially to Carmen Lense. She was the first one of our presenters and she was very, very brave on doing the first one. But we also have been rotating our chair and we've been very pleased to have Elaine King, Miguel Ramirez, Paula Rincón, and now we have Daniel Lorenzo as chairs. They've been very important to the good functional and objective and goals accomplishment of this group.
Guillermo Salazar, Daniel Lorenzo, and Javier Marcias, thank you so much for joining us and sharing information about your virtual study group.
Thank you, Jordan.
Thank you very much, Jordan.
Thank you.
Our thanks to Daniel Lorenzo, Javier Marcias, and Guillermo Salazar for this conversation about the Ibero-America Virtual Study Group. FFI's mission is to be the global network of thought leaders in the field of family enterprise. To learn more about FFI study groups, FFI membership, and the October conference at MIT, please visit www.ffi.org. For more FFI Practitioner podcasts and articles, or to submit one of your own, go to ffipractitioner.org. Thank you for listening.